Madness. I don't know what I'm doing. It seems to be all working. Am I doing it right? Shit. Oh, God. Ah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Triggerman Podcast, episode 34. I have numerous fucking things running right now. I have an iPhone right here for Instagram. I got a camera set up over here with a microphone on top. I got this microphone. I got Twitch over my shoulder here, which I've never done before, and I have no idea if it's working. And I think I'm recording it on this computer. There is one person watching on Twitch. That is cool. Welcome to the Trigger Man Podcast, episode 34. Is this working? Is it working? Are people watching? Is this working? Is it working? I don't know. Fuck it. It's working. Who cares? We'll figure it out. Fuck it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live. God damn it. Okay, if you're distracted by all the screens and all the me's that are going on right now, I am even more distracted, so don't worry about it. Episode 34, now that I know the number, I'm back. Back again. Jimmy's back. Tell a friend. This is crazy. Oh, shit. There's two people watching on Twitch. Jay Castrowill. I don't know what I'm doing. I think I've taken on too much shit, and I am not smart enough to know if I'm doing it right. I think it's working. Okay. Forget my hair. I just washed it. Hi. I have taken a very long hiatus from doing these. I had my reasons. Because apparently 2020 is a shitty year for everybody. Which sucks. Don't get me wrong. And I don't know how to say this without pissing people off. But I guess it's time. I've spent too many months sitting here by myself, like, learning stuff. I'm just gonna say it. 2020, best year of my life. I'm so sorry. I'm so fucking sorry. There's a coronavirus, unemployment, death, destruction, chaos, bullshit everywhere. I'm really sorry. I'm genuinely sorry. It upsets me to know that everybody else isn't having a good time, but the fucked up part is this kind of quarantine? Coronavirus thing. It's I've reaped the benefits from it like no other. I'm probably the happiest I've ever been in my entire life, which is fucking batshit crazy. Sorry, I'm totally taken back by all the fucking technology that's happening right now. This is insanity. There's people watching on Instagram. That's awesome. So the reason I'm doing one by myself, just like I used to do, I guess, and I'm going to do more of again, is I guess this week marks the 1 year anniversary for me. And I was talking to my friend Greg, who's coming on to the podcast next week. He's an awesome musician and a very smart, wise, wonderful individual. And he congratulated me on my 1 year anniversary of taking the battle of depression and anxiety seriously. So this week, last year, I sat in a different room, the same podcast, same me, same t-shirt, but a size smaller. Now I need a bigger shirt because I got fat. Fuck! Shit! And it was the first week that I took a very serious leap into delving into battling my depression and the anxiety I was going through. Also, like, I guess life situations, a lot has changed as well, so which I am not complaining about. Trust me. I'll get to that as well. But yeah, this week, last year, I took the first steps and I went to a doctor who recommended me to a therapist. So this week, last year, again, as I said, like, I had my first therapy session, who then introduced me to my very first psychiatrist, Richard. He's the fucking shit. I genuinely love that man, even though I don't know him anywhere outside of his office, which is weird. His padded walls. No, I'm kidding. So, about I was put on like kind of this time last year. I was given like before I went to see a psychiatrist. So, just again to reiterate, a difference between a therapist and a psychiatrist. A therapist is someone you go to discuss your problems about, your feelings about. Hopefully, they can guide you in some direction that is helpful, and maybe that's all you need. Really, a lot of people just don't feel heard, and that's fine. And then a psychiatrist is a person who deals with your psyche, your psychiatric well-being, your brain, your mind, and it's a person who prescribes medication. So September of last year, I would have went to see Richard, and he would have put me on my medication that I'm currently on, my nice, strong antidepressant medication. And it's been, so a doctor will prescribe you like fucking Xanax or some shit like so, which I did not enjoy taking. But just to get the relief from anxiety and stuff, you do what you do. It's either that or drink a shit ton of booze or do drugs. I've never done drugs in my life, but I have drank my fair share, trust me. So my hair is super clean. That's why it's doing this thing right now. So yeah, so it's been a year since I took the steps and it sounds like I'm Alcoholics Anonymous or some shit. It's not like I didn't have any prior problems with substance per se. Like I probably would have drank more back then for sure. But I went to see a therapist. She introduced me to Richard. Richard talked to me. Awesome guy. We discussed our problems. Last November, I got diagnosed with PTSD from childhood trauma and abuse. And then last October, I guess it was like, let me see, what's the phrase I'm looking for? It was a blessing in disguise. Like I became single again after a long-term relationship in mid-October of last year. And yeah, like just shit got better. Like everything got better. My life got better. The medication helped stabilize my mind and my brain. My life got better because I would eat better. I concentrated more on exercise. I stayed very much to myself for a long time. I had a select few friends I would hang around with a lot. I stayed very much to myself, and I still can't believe all this is recording. Sorry, I'm just like doing the looksy around. Yeah, so it's been a weird year. Like so, and then like even over like just the holidays, I was all by myself. Like so, I dating and stuff. People hadn't been an interest. Like I guess I saw a girl for a few weeks. I guess. But then it just became weird, and I didn't want that at the time. I was concentrating so hard on me, and just doing my thing. Get up every morning, take my medication, go to work, talk to my family, my friends a lot, as much as I possibly could, meet them whenever I could, be social whenever I could, whenever I felt like it. Again, eat good, exercise regularly, going to the gym and shit like that, which I'm going to get to in a second. And then, I didn't do it. There's sirens outside. And then I think it was like St. Patrick's Day, or maybe the week of St. Paddy's Day, or something like that, when the whole coronavirus at least hit here hard. And it was LA, Los Angeles is where I live. I'm not from, but I live here. Born and raised in Ireland. We went on lockdown. And to be honest, it's so fucking funny. So St. Patrick's Day was when I went on lockdown, or the city, I guess, went on lockdown. I was like, everybody, stay at home. No socializing. Stay away from people. Don't go out. And I was like, this sounds like the greatest vacation ever. This sounded like right up my alley. And I'm not going to lie, for the first 6 weeks, I saw nobody in person. I stayed by myself. I went to the grocery store once every 2 weeks, stocked up on everything. I had a great time. I stayed all by myself, and I liked it. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it was weird. It was awesome for me. And it was a break, and I didn't have to go to work anymore. I couldn't. Like, you know, everyone couldn't. Like, everyone was hiding in their houses and shit like that. And for me, it was fantastic. Like, I loved every second of it. I kind of still do. I still am using certain things I've learned over the last few months in my everyday life and on my days off and shit. Like, but it's funny. Like, I remember the first week, like, I was like, all right, the only thing that's going to disrupt me is, like, I won't be able to go to a gym anymore because they all closed. So that's something. That was my, like, social activity for the day or whatever. After work, come home, eat, take a nap if I had to. And go to the gym, and that was my way of saying, look at me, I am an outside person, I outside stuff. Then that closed, so then I, here I knew after a few days, maybe 3-4 days of sitting here by myself, I was like, alright, the only thing that's really missing is a gym. Everything else I really don't mind. I don't mind being alone. I don't mind sitting around with the cats, watching movies. I don't mind sleeping in. I don't mind fucking eating or cooking my own food. I'm a good cook. But I need to, like, exercise. Otherwise, I'll go, my body will be fucking weird. I'll go stir crazy. So over the course of the next few weeks, I went online, found, like, before all the prices got jacked up and shit. And I found a bunch of used and old gym equipment. And if you follow me on Instagram, you probably see me working out in my living room now. And that's where I will work out forever now. I'm never going back to a gym again. But I actually built a gym. I remember I went to the hardware store, Lowe's Hardware, here in Los Angeles. And I just bought a bunch of wood and nails and screws and shit. Brought it all home. And I just said, figure it out, motherfucker. And I built a fucking gym in my living room. I sold my kitchen table and chairs, and I moved any furniture out of the way, and like in the corner of my living room I built a fucking gym, and it's awesome, and I use it not every day, that's a fucking lie, I use it most days, so I'm going to use it after this. And that's what I did to work out. So I'd get up, and then I stopped sleeping in. That's a bad thing to develop, especially when you're like unmotivated or depressed in general. So I started getting up at like between 7 at the earliest, 9 a.m. at the latest. That was always it. Even on, like, we're all sitting around doing nothing, watching movies, I would get up religiously at that time. I would eat my breakfast. I bought a cheap cardio bike, the thing you sit on, and you just fucking, and I would do an hour on that motherfucker until it became easy. So I would do an hour, take my shower, and then I would go about the day fixing things in my house or whatever. And then I noticed that maybe planting flowers would be fun or some shit like that. But I said, well, I'll kill flowers, so what kind of flowers would I not kill? Okay, succulents. And sorry, I'm still taken back by all of this. And yeah, so I just started fucking, I got a plant, then I got another plant, then I started sowing seeds. Then I started making planters. Then I went back to Lowe's to buy more wood and fucking nails and screws and shit. And then next thing you know, on my my balcony, I have a full fucking garden on my balcony. And it is the coolest shit ever. I'm not into flowers. I don't even like smells. What the fuck? Now I have like fucking trees and succulents. I have sunflowers now that are almost 4 foot tall that haven't like sprouted yet, but who cares? It's fucking awesome. I grow kitty grass or cat grass or catnip grass, whatever, for the lads. They fucking love it. It's mental.
What time is it? I don't want to fucking, oh, time is gone.
So yeah, it's fucking mental. Like, it's just like, all right, there's a hobby I didn't know I had. And it was like giving me so much fucking just feelings of joy, I guess. It's so weird. And then I'd clean my house religiously. I'd keep everything fucking nice and clean. And a big thing, again, it's so stupid. I remember I watched this YouTube video about kind of something to do with the military. But basically, like, the lesson was, start your day as you mean to go on. And that means, like, the guy, this, like, military, this sergeant, drill sergeant, whatever the fuck it was, he was talking about, like, start your day the way you mean to go on. Control your day from the start, and you'll have a better chance of basically succeeding in your tasks, your goals, your fucking life, your whatever, like, you know, the shit you need to do every day. And the whole speech was catered around this. When you get up in the morning, make your bed. That's it. The whole fucking thing, the whole video is catered. When you get up in the morning, make your bed. You have control over that. You can control getting up in the morning and making your bed. And then the whole day, no matter how shit your day is, no matter how bad it is, no matter how shitty your boss is, your job is, your parents are, your wife is, your husband is, your little fucker kids are, your shitty neighbor, at the end of the day, you get to come home to a made bed. And everyone fucking knows when it's clean sheet day, laundry's done and you fucking make your bed and you get into it and it's fucking clean sheet day. I don't, maybe it's just me because I'm boring as fuck. That is one of the best days of the fucking the month, if not, well, I guess you should wash your sheets. I wash my sheets every 2 weeks. Give me a fucking break. I'm not a dirty guy. I shower twice a day. Fuck off. So yeah, like, you get to come home every day and you get to get into a made bed. And it feels good. And the fucking blankets hug you right. And the pillows are fucking right. And it's just, it's fucking brilliant. So every morning, religiously, I'll get up. If I need to use the bathroom, I'll go use the bathroom. And then I'll come back. And I'll fucking, because the cats sleep on either side of my head, so I'll have one of them. I'll wake up, like, I woke up this morning and Kev was like fucking spread eagle, two legs spread with his little fucking wiener dick, and lack of their balls, like where there were balls once. Because we're all fucking, we're not castrated. we've all been vasectomized. I don't think that's a word in this house, but they got their balls fucking chopped off. I did not. Yet. And I lint roll the bed because they're fucking cats and they shed like motherfuckers. And then I'd make my bed and I tuck it all in. I look at it and I'm like, that's my fucking bed. It looks awesome. It's comfortable. I'm gonna come home later and fucking sleep on that shit. It's gonna be awesome. And whatever happens during the day after that, fuck it. It's very weird. It's very, very, very weird. Who I am right now compared to, the last podcast I did like this was, it was called like My Guest Depression, and it was this week last year, and who I was, and I listened to a little bit of it, but it's kind of sad as well, because like, it was like, fuck me, like, I'm not that person. Things are different. Life is different. My scenario is different. My living is different. Who I am as a person is different. All because I took very stringent, very strict, meticulous fucking rules that I live by now. Like, I honest to God thought before my tolerance for bullshit was zero, but it wasn't, because obviously I was still accepting a lot of bullshit in my life. It is what it is. It's no big deal. And it was all my fault, don't get me wrong. But nowadays it's like, there's a very strict, policy you have, a test you have to pass to even be part of my life now. And because of that, my friendships have actually, with my best friends, have got better, which I thank them all the time for sticking by me. Like, they know who they are. It's just a couple of lads that, I owe a lot to, like, just for sticking by me. Like, fuck it. I was a mess. Like, you know, God, who wants to be around a fucking asshole all the time, you know? And I really tried my hardest never to take it out on anyone, but I sincerely doubt that I was successful in doing that. And I made friends over the last year. It's been really weird. Like, I've been hanging out with people I don't know at all because they would invite me to their house or to go out to meet them for a drink. And I'm talking, like, men and women, like, in a friendly way, not in, like, hey, come out and we should fuck, guy or girl, whatever. No, it's not that at all. Like, it's just, like, I got to know a lot of people, and I got to come out with Michelle more, and I got to have my sense of humor back, because before, apparently, according to other people, I was offensive, or I was rude, or, and I was like, I don't know, I don't care either, but all I know now is I am who I am, I like who I am, I don't give a fuck after that, and the thing is, I'm not out to offend anybody, so it really shouldn't matter if, someone's like, oh, I'm offended by what you said. I'm not trying to be offensive, because the thing is, I'm a very I want to say fragile, because I've learned I am a fragile person, but I'm not like overly sensitive like that. Like, I know when people are telling jokes, like, for fuck's sake, like, just get over yourselves. But I don't hang around people like that, especially anymore, no way. So yeah, I've learned to like meet a lot of new people and make new friends. I've met a couple, or like one or two new bro friends, like fucking dude friends, which I haven't done in a long time, which I'm super proud of. Like, it's just that you don't understand the crippling fear of fucking like social anxiety, and how fucking like nerve-wracking it is to talk to people, like, and just coming out of that, and like, and then realizing, like, when you talk to people, that they're interested in what you have to say and they want to hear what you have to say and they think you're interesting. And I'm like, wow, this is fucking crazy. Like, just like, so yeah, it's been crazy. A year, it's just been nuts. Like, so on, I still actively see Richard, my psychiatrist. My next meeting is on August 10th. I just did my blood work today. I had a bandage on earlier, like, as they want to make sure that the medication isn't fucking up my body or anything like that. And getting to that as well, like, the medication I'm on, they're basically SSRIs. Like, they're just it controls the hormones and the chemicals in my brain better, or regulates them better. Whereas before that, I would have usually been like kind of crippled in fear or anxiety. Basically, it kind of like helps to neutralize that, or stops me freaking out before I freak out. And that has a lot to do with not being depressed, I guess, as well. No, medication is not for everybody. Not everyone needs medication, but everybody, I think, needs to be, my words are not, I'm hungry, assessed. I think people need to be assessed more regularly. Like, so I think even if you are mildly sad sometimes, or even your job is hard, or you're not depressed, or you are chronically depressed, or you have really bad anxiety, I genuinely think, because I'm not giving advice, I'm not telling people what to do, I'm not a doctor, I can barely read, for fuck's sake. I'm like, I say fuck way too much to be giving anyone fucking medical advice. But I really think, if you're listening to this, think about just going to talk or meet with a psychiatrist, just to talk to them first and see, because like, the information is like, it's priceless. Like, the information I have about myself now is I can't live without it now. It's changed my fucking life. It has changed my outlook. It has changed who I am as a person. It has literally changed my physical makeup. Like, I am bigger, better, healthier than I've ever been. Like, are there side effects? Sure. Like, there are side effects to medication as well. Certain medications that I was on, like, it made it next near to impossible to fucking blow loads. Fucking blow loads. Man problems, like, dick issues, like, whatever, like, and then, but that's what a psychiatrist is for. They find the medication that works right with your body, and what the stuff I'm on right now, like, little to no, I'm on a drug called Effexor. It's little to no side effects to me personally. Like, it could affect anyone else differently. Like, so, yeah, like, maybe, like, there might be a slightly suppressed libido. I don't know. I'm not sexually active. There's the other issue. Like, ladies, what's up? No, I'm actually, I've been talking to a girl for the last week. She's very nice. I'm quite enjoying it. And I hope to do the horizontal hustle one day with her. But that's besides the point. But yeah, I'm not sexually active. So I guess when you're not sexually active, your libido is fucking, like, less than normal anyway. Like, so, whereas if you are sexually active, you're like, fuck yeah, fuck everything, woo, awesome, fucking vaginas, they're wet and things, I don't know, whatever, I haven't seen one in a long time. So, yeah, it's just like, here's the thing, like, there's nothing to be ashamed about here. Like, because I hear, like, there's other men I've been talking to, some of my friends who are now actively kind of going, they're going to see psychiatrists and therapists now because they've seen how I've been affected. And my main thing is there's nothing to be ashamed about. What the fuck are we talking about here? Like, we're talking about being happier. Like, so why should I feel ashamed about being happier? Like, that's stupid. Like, how are you happy? Well, I have a psychiatrist. I do therapy when I need it. I'm actually on medication prescribed. Like, so my lifestyle is better. I eat better. Oh, that's so embarrassing. No, it's not, dickhead. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, so would it be better if I stayed at home in my room, hiding under my bed all day, fucking hating the world and going online and being fucking rude to people and fucking like trolling people and like leaving comments on YouTube videos and fucking, I'm like, I literally do none of that. The reason I don't do any of that is because I feel fulfilled. Oh, how long has that been like that? That's annoying. I didn't see that. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I feel fulfilled. I feel good.
How long has it been like that?
Probably a few minutes, right? Shit, I'm sorry about the writing on the screen. Don't mind that. But yeah, I feel good about myself, so I don't feel the need to go online and go on a band's page and tell them their music sucks. I fucked your mom because she's a whore and you suck too. I'm like, what? No, shut up, idiot. Or I don't go on people's Instagram pages and say slanderous shit to them, like so, which has happened to me a lot. Over at the start, well, at the start of the year, especially, like, because I'm not a fucking loser. Like, and look, I'm not. If you do that, like, you look, you are. You're a fucking loser. I don't know what to tell you, but there's hope for you yet. With three easy installments. No, like, just you're a fucking loser. Don't do it. You don't. The thing is, it's a choice. You're making a fucking choice to be a giant fucking loser. Like, don't be a loser. Don't be like secretly upset at yourself and everything else in the world and your mom and your dad or your wife or your girlfriend or your husband or your boyfriend or your fucking dog or cat or whatever, or the neighbor's fucking dog, and then go online and take out all your horseshit frustrations out on other people. That's fucking loser shit. Like, don't do that. It's as simple as that. Don't do it. It's not a good thing, but it's not, mainly, it's not a good thing for you. I'm waiting for the YouTube comments on this video. It's going to be hilarious. They won't get this far into the podcast for them to hear me call them a loser. But the thing is, you don't have to be a loser. It's your choice. So, and like the thing is, even like this month or the last year, I haven't posted much on social media. I don't need to. I feel good. I don't need to fucking, I do it because I like sharing cool shit. And I do it because I know people like seeing my fucking stupid cats. Like Kevin and Steve. He's asleep right there. And I like making people happy. It's fun. Like, I like entertaining people. Like, so it's part of who I am, I guess, as a person. But like, not everything revolves around the internet. Ironically, I'm on the internet right now. But like, not everything is that important. You're not that important. It doesn't matter if you have 5 followers, 500 followers, 500,000 followers. You too can be a giant fucking loser. Like, it doesn't matter. Your number, the internet isn't real. Like, the internet isn't real. When you shut it down and you put your phone down, you put the charger on your phone, you put it on your nightstand next to your bed, and you fucking lie in your bed and you're staring up at the ceiling and you're riddled with fucking anxiety and all kinds of pressures of life, that's real. That's fucking real. Put that on the internet. You're riddled with your insecurities. You're fat. You're skinny. You're ugly. Whatever the fuck that means. You've got acne. You have a fucking missing toe. I don't know. Like, whatever. You have webbed fingers. That's real life. The internet doesn't give a fuck. Like, so, putting all the filters on my face so I look fucking shit cool and handsome and buff and whatever the fuck it is. Like, gets rid of all the blimp. It's not real. As long as you're watching it knowing it's not real, then it's fun. So for me, the internet is actually a lot of fun. I love the internet. I've learned so much off the internet. I've used the internet as a tool for the last nearly a year now to learn. Like, everything you see around me here, like, I had no idea how to fucking do all this shit. I'm still learning. Internet. I have a motorcycle. I have no idea how to fix a motorcycle. At least I didn't. I do now. Internet. It's simple. I used to have to go to a recording studio to just demo music so I could do pre-production for the fucking big studio. Don't have to do it anymore. Built a studio. Learned how to use it. Internet. Boom. Fucking suck it. Losers. Like, it doesn't matter. And, like, the thing is, like, if you make a piece of art, if you make a piece of music, a picture, a photo, you do photography, I don't know, your fucking tattoo, whatever the fuck you do, and you post it online, because you post it online because you're proud of it, for starters, and you want people to see, look what I created, it's fucking sick. For someone to go on and go, oh, this fucking shit, your mom sucks dick, I'm like, loser. I can't help you. We're not, you don't post stuff on the internet for people like that to comment. So don't worry about those comments if you get them. It's just life. It's life. There's mean people everywhere. And I think I said it previously, or maybe I just say it to myself a lot. Of all the fucking terrible things that have been said to me on the internet, like all the fucking accusations of things I've been accused of, everything like that, no one in real life has ever fucking said anything to my face. Ever. It doesn't fucking happen. You're not living in real life. Because what happens in real life is, if you come and verbally assault someone or make someone feel like they're in danger, they're going to kick you in the fucking head or stick a knife in your neck or beat the shit out of you. You don't know me. I also don't know you. I said this in the last podcast. People that are kind of high strung and high anxiety and like that, I realize that I'm not a tough guy. Holy shit, I'm so vulnerable, I'm so fragile, I'm not a tough guy. The reason what makes me dangerous is I'm terrified. And I don't want people touching me, and I don't want people being confrontational to me, because I'm terrified, I'm scared. And people do erratic, crazy shit when they're scared. Like, stick a fucking glass bottle in someone, or kick their fucking brains in until they're leaking out of their fucking ears or some shit. That's who I am. I'm not trying to start fights or anyone, because I'm not fucking tough. I don't care. Like, you're as tough as your body is. Like, so your body can be easily fucking pierced holes in. Like, you're not that fucking tough. Trust me. Like, so, but I am scared and I am terrified. And I'm dealing with that a lot as well. Like, my social, I had a drink with a female girl, woman variety person, last Sunday, and I had a great time. I had such a fun time having an adult beverage with somebody out in public on a what do you call it, outdoor patio, because, you know, coronavirus. And she commented to me. She's somewhat aware as well, because I don't mind making myself aware to people. She just said, like, yeah, it's funny, like, I can see that you're anxious and you're the way you're moving. And go, oh, it's like, yeah, don't worry, it's not you. And she's, no, I totally get it. She was super understanding, and it made me feel so fucking good. I was like, holy shit, like, someone, like, doesn't mind that I'm, like, kind of edgy and weird, and it's not to make them uncomfortable. And that's important, and that's, like, what I'm saying about relationships, the people in your life, whether it's your family or your friends, like, you need to be around people that have, they don't have to, like, empathize with you, like, they know exactly what you're feeling and going through, because no one ever fucking will, but just to, like, sympathize with you, like, to be like, hey, I know that you have a bad time with certain things, and if you act weird, or you seem like you're saying something inappropriate, it's not, there's nothing wrong with you. You're fine. Yeah, and that goes for your family, your friends, the relationships you're in, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, or when guys marry guys, or women marry women, because that shit happens now. Whoa, it's crazy. No, I'm kidding. I don't care. I have gay friends. I couldn't give a fuck. Dick-flavored lollipops, not my favorite flavor. So, yeah, it's just, it's about finding people that are, like, They don't have to think like you. They don't have to be a miserably depressed fucking prick as well for you to hang out together. They just need to be understanding. Your friends need to be understanding. And that's how you know they're your friends. Your family, your parents. They just need to be understanding. And you can tell them. Like, my mother now is, like, she understands now, because I was honest with her. And she's happy for me now when she sees me hanging out with the lads, or hanging out with people, or having dinner with friends. And she knows... excuse me. She knows, and my friends know now. Sorry, I'm dying. Like, they know now. Like, my good friends, and they're like, yes, Jimmy. If we, and they know to, when they invite me out to certain scenarios and places, I might react a certain way, or I might not go. And that's it. And there's no judgment on their behalf. There's no nothing bad on their behalf. It's like, it's awesome. It's healthy for me. That way I never have to lie to them. I never have to hide anything from them. It's like, oh, Jimmy, we're going to this thing and there's going to be a shit ton of people. And I can just go, no, I'm cool. Thanks. Because they know I wouldn't be comfortable. Or there'll be loads of drunk people there and it'll be fun. And goes, okay, no, it won't. It'll be fun for you. Not for me. And that's, it's just like, it's surrounding yourself now. Like, and I hope, like, I'm going to do one this time next year. Hopefully in the same type of shirt again. Only a size bigger again. Fucking buff bros. I'm finding it so hard to fucking actually gain weight. It's insane. I'm old. What can I say? But yeah, it's just like changing shit like that in your life that makes your life easier and better and fucking more wonderful. And like, the happier you get, you start doing more stuff, like hobbies. I go for walks around my neighborhood now. I don't, in the evening, when it's like twilight or almost dark, and me, I'm fucking walking down the street, like so. But I like it, because it's calming and it's nice, and I water my flowers at night. Now, I know this is boring shit, but it doesn't matter. Guess what? I like it. I don't give a fuck. I sit here in this chair, facing that way, write my music, and watch TV shows and movies and stuff and talk to my friends all the time, and we have fight nights because I watch UFC all the time. I have hobbies now. Like, I'm never bored. I'm never ever bored. Today was my day off. I filled the entire day. I don't even know what time is it. It's like 5:48 or whatever, shit like that. I filled my whole day. I tried to lie down for a nap, but I was too busy talking to my friends on the internet and having a great time. Like, and yeah, it's good. Like, it's fucking good, man. It's just like, you can, like, it sounds so fucking corny and cheesy, and I'm not one for corny cheesy shit, but like, the thing is, you're not alone. You fucking are not alone. Like, your feelings are not, I hate to say it in a mean way, they're not unique. You being depressed and miserable or anxious, and you're not, it's not a unique problem. Like, there's a lot of people that kind of feel like that, you know? And it is weird. Don't get me wrong. It's fucking strange. Like, but you believe it or not, deep down inside you have that power that you can change it. You can, like, you can take steps, and it just, like, that, the first step is always the hardest kind of shit, you know? And the reason they say that is because the first step is the fucking hardest. It's really hard. Sorry, I'm just still watching all these screens. I gotta figure this out better. It's just mental. Like, it's just like, there's no way in hell if I said to myself, or someone said to me, like, this time last year, like, hey, you're gonna be by yourself for one, and your life's gonna be so different. You're not gonna even understand how happy you're gonna be and how fulfilled you're gonna be in your life. And it has nothing to do with, like, monetary stuff, like financial. I'm just as broke as everybody else. Don't get me wrong. Like, oh, by the way, if you enjoy my entertainment, podcast, music, whatever, you can Venmo me at Jimmy Trigger, Cash App at $ Jimmy Trigger, or you can PayPal a donation to atriggerwithin@gmail.com, which links are in the description below. Just like every artist, we're all trying to fucking make a dollar here and there. Or join the fucking Patreon. Patreon.com/Jimmy Trigger. I should have probably said all of this at the start. I'm the worst. But yeah, no, it's just like, to anyone feeling like I just reached the next step for me last year would have been the last step. I don't know how else to say it. Like, I was, if I didn't have a loving family that I knew it would hurt them so much for me to leave this earth, I would have been gone. So whatever step I took that was in the right direction, that hard step, it fucking, like, it worked. It worked. I don't know what, like, to tell you. Like, sorry, I gotta figure out a better system of seeing all the screens or something. So Yeah, like, it's just, instead I guess I went the right way, and now I'm here, and I'm talking to multiple cameras on multiple fucking screens, and I feel good. I feel fucking good, and I'm not sad about it. I'm sorry the coronavirus thing has happened. I'm sorry fucking shit is happening to everybody, but you gotta kind of try and create a positive out of a negative, I guess. Like, I'm not trying to use, like, catchphrases or nonsense to fucking sell on. I'm not selling anything. I'm just doing it because I think, one, it might be entertaining. You might get a laugh or something I say. And also, it might fucking help someone. Like, so, I get it. So I'm not trying to even get emotional about it or anything like that. Like, I don't want to be a bummer, but the decision is ultimately yours. Like, and, like, if you're listening to this day and you are, like, in the throes of depression or fucking anxiety, like, I'm not saying, like, after this podcast, I'm going to change my whole life. Like, so, no, you're probably not. Like, don't worry. But you might do it in a week or a month or maybe next year, or it might spark a notion in your head that, like, if this fucking gobshite with stupid hair and a Batman shirt, even though he's 36 years old, if this guy, this fucking dick face can do it, like, I could do it, probably, maybe, kind of, like, just try. Again, I recommend fucking therapy to everybody. I recommend psychiatric help to everybody. Like, so, just, like, I know you're afraid, I get it, but don't be, like, just take the plunge and you'll feel better, you know? I think I've been rambling for nearly a fucking hour. I need to get more control of it. Here, I'm gonna just look at what's the Instagram saying. There's people watching. Everybody. There's people saying hello. Well, what's up, everybody on Instagram? That's cool. Love it. Yeah, I don't know. Like, but basically, like, I'm going to get back to this. Oh shit! I broke something. Like, I'm going to fucking get back to doing more podcasts again because I felt bad. Because I was having such a creatively fulfilling time doing shit and actually being happy through all of this, and I didn't want to rub it in people's faces, and I didn't want to make, like, I could only imagine I'd be that guy that, like, everyone else is fucking miserable in the world, and I'm like, woo, having a great time, yeah, quarantine, woo. It's not that, it's just I learned a lot from it, that's all. I chose to fucking learn a lot from it, and that's it. I have nothing else to say. I know that was a rambling owl rant and nonsense, but fuck it, like, you know, that's what this is all for as well. Like, look, I hope you're all well. Like, I hope fucking everyone is doing well. I hope no one was seriously affected by, like, the coronavirus thing, or you being unemployed or anything like that, like, so, or whatever. Like, you know, like, I hope everyone comes out of it, like, but, like, this is, again, the world is changing, which I want to talk to my next guest about the world and everything that's going on in it, and his name is Greg, and he's coming in next week, so, yeah, every week or two, I'll have a guest, and I'll do these rambling ones, and we'll get the ball rolling again, get everything going. I'm still so weirded out about all these fucking screens and shit. I hope this worked. Jesus Christ, if this didn't work, this was a complete waste of time, and I was sitting in my room talking to myself, and only crazy people do that. And on that note, I hope everyone is okay. Follow me on all socials at Jimmy Trigger. Follow the Triggerman podcast at the Triggerman podcast, hashtag TMPC Triggerman podcast. And as I said, because all artists and band people and all that shit and roadies and everyone are out of work, they're the people that I know that are affected the worst. If they have PayPals or Venmos or fucking whatever, fucking social, like, some people don't get welfare. I don't get welfare. I'm not eligible for it. So you can help out by anyone that's coming on and making sure to share all their fucking socials and stuff. So if you like them as people or their creative things, send them a dollar. Join my Patreon, patreon.com/JimmyTrigger. Venmo's and Cash App, Jimmy Trigger. It's usually me in a picture of one of the cats. If you like it, send me a quarter. Who gives a shit? But yeah, let's keep moving forward. Let's fucking keep doing what we have to do to be happy and creative. And let's keep liking stuff and following things and not being giant fucking losers. All right. I'll see you next week. Be safe, be healthy.
This is the Trigger Man Podcast.